Hello, and welcome to the Tuesday teaser for Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. My name is Dave, and I'm thrilled to pieces at our guest on the Tuesday teaser. And I can't say his name, because that's one of the rules. If you have this guest on Dopey, you can't say his name. It's an old rule, so I'm not going to say his name. Just know that I'm thrilled to pieces to have him back on the show. And I hope everybody out there, I'm just going to give it a little cheer. Hope everyone out there is doing well. There are still DopeyCon tickets. So if you are interested in going to DopeyCon, I'm going to put the DopeyCon link in the description. And if you want to come to DopeyCon, there's no reason not to come. Because I'm going to say this. I'm going to say something very serious right now. We've been doing these DopeyCons for, I don't know, the first one I want to say was 7 years ago. Then the next one was virtual. And that was on, was a very special DopeyCon too. It was on YouTube. I think Bam Margera makes an appearance in that. So Google DopeyCon 2 on YouTube and go check that out. There's a lot of really good stuff in there. And then we've done the last, what is that? Four at the Church of the Holy Apostle on 28th Street and 9th Avenue. And it's always very exciting and yet also incredibly stressful for me to put these things together. And I'm going to say this. This year's DopeyCon, sometimes known as DopeyCon 6, sometimes known as DopeyCon 2025, it is a joyous coming together to celebrate the dopes, Dopey Nation, the Dopey Show, fucking recovery, drugs, addiction, and dumb shit, whatever floats your boat. Katz's will be served. There'll be some notable dopes there. This might be, it's also celebrating 10 years of making Dopey. Just want to say this, just to make sure everybody understands it. You might not believe me. This could very well be the last DopeyCon we ever have. I don't think I can handle it. I think it's too much for me. It's too much. There are things I want to focus on besides this. So just know, all of you out there in the Dopey Nation who might suffer potential FOMO, fear of missing out, just know, and I know you can live with this, and I can live with it too. If you're not at this DopeyCon, there might not be another one. I'm just going to leave it there. That's where I'm going to leave it. Now, hold on. If you want to listen to the end of this, do you want to listen to this Patreon episode, which I want to say is one of my favorite episodes I've gotten to record in a while, you go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. It's 10:28 at night on Monday, September 8th. I was in Manhattan today. I was at Katz's. And I often shoot videos for Katz's Deli. I make the videos on their Instagram page. And I often make the videos on Mondays. And today, I had one of the meat cutters named David Polanco make a brisket, turkey, American cheese, and gravy on club bread combination and a pastrami on rye with melted Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw combination. And usually what happens is we shoot a video and the cutter tries to sell the sandwich to a random customer. But it was pretty, it was early. There weren't a lot of people there early. So I just took them to go. And normally when I take them to go, I give them to a homeless person or a down and out junkie type. And I feel like I'm a good person. But today, Howie was meeting me at my dad's house. We were going to do some recording. And normally, I take Howie to this restaurant called Dig. I think Dig might be a national chain, and they make, like, roast chicken or, you know, they do white meat chicken, and they do dark meat chicken, and they do cornflake crusted chicken, and they do salmon, and they do tofu, and then they do these healthy sides, you know, carrots and sweet potatoes and broccoli and Brussels sprouts and salads. And I used to think Dig was the greatest thing, but then I started getting it too often. And now I'm just disgusted with Dig. And I'm also such a creature of habit. There's 20 billion restaurants near my dad's house, and we have to go to Stupid Dig every time. I have these two giant sandwiches in a bag, and I'm like, fuck it, we're going to eat the Katz's sandwiches. So I take, and I also didn't walk. I always walk. But Howie was there, so I jumped on the train, and we ate these giant fucking sandwiches. And now it's like 10 hours later, and I'm still full from lunch. So it's a good sandwich. Maybe I'll put the videos on Patreon for these two exclusive Katz's sandwiches. I got this email from the last teaser show, so I'm going to keep it in the teaser thing. And this is from Canadian Dope Craig, and he says, "Good day, Dave," because he thinks he's Australian. "Hope all is well. Good here. In the spiraling end of summer, so sad." Yeah, I'm kind of feeling that sad end of summer thing too. "Love we have four seasons here. Just wish they were more equal here in time. But no reason to complain in the big scheme of everything. I love the fall in Chelsea, Quebec, Canada." Then he puts two Canadian flag emojis. "Dry warm days, 20s Celsius. Cool mornings and evenings. And of course, the fall colors," that he spells with a U, "that will arrive in a few weeks from now. I have also fond memories of back-to-school shopping, growing up at the last station on Canadian commuter train stop outside of Montreal, literally and metaphorically the last stop on the train. We used to drive down to Plattsburgh, Vermont, I think it was Plattsburgh, New York, for a weekend stay in a cheap motel and shop and experience the things we couldn't experience or purchase in Canada back then. There was value in going to the States in cost, access of different goods and services, as well in the dollar value made sense back then. Plus, it was a little escape from my family's busy lifestyle and hustles. The trip also gave my grandmother and us an escape as she worked every day except Christmas Day and that weekend every year over 50 years of the family business. Always sorry, reminiscing and now rambling." For real, he's fucking rambling. Canadian ramble. "I'll get to the point. So some TV suggestions. Mobland, Mr. Robot, Yellowstone, 1883, 1923, Westworld, The Shield, The Corner," which The Wire spun off of, "and Shrinking." I love Craig, but these are terrible suggestions. Mr. Robot, the first season is good. I never saw Mobland. Yellowstone kind of feels like The Shield or Sons of Anarchy. It's like loaded with I don't know, edgy kind of sexual energy, but it lacks substance. I haven't seen 1883 or 1923. Westworld, I couldn't get into. The Shield, I loved, but it's horrible. The Corner, I don't remember, and I never heard of Shrinking. But anyways, take care. Enjoy the last days of summer. Keep on keeping on and doing what you do. Hopefully, you will be a full-time creator sometime soon. Hopefully, out of the deli marketing industry. As much as that place is an institution, I believe your destiny has to be a full-time creator. Sure, do wonders. Has to be a full-time creator. Sure, do wonders for the deli. But your real strength is in Dopey Podcast and other creative endeavors. By the way, I used to cop bundles right around the corner from Katz's. Complete fire back in the early 90s. Good and very bad times. Another story for perhaps another time. A time and period that's lost its luster and meaning now, but such is such things in life. Cheers, brothers. Stay strong, my brothers and sisters in and out of recovery, and have a great day at DopeyCon. Congratulations on your 10 years of sobriety, and congratulations on the anniversary of the show. Take care of everyone. Don't die, and fucking toodles for Chris." Thank you, Craig. That's nice. And I appreciate the TV advice. But I don't think there's a show in here worth watching. And I'm still looking for shows to watch. And I'm watching Stupid Oz. I'm just watching Oz. Fucking, I think it's season two. It's the boxing tournament. It's such a dumb fucking show. Anyway, I think it's time to play the teaser. Craig, I think you get a pack of stickers that we're going to send to Canada. I really appreciate the note, and send in emails and voicemails to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. I'm thinking, I think I just like did some weird speech impediment on the thinking, like it's like a lisp. Somebody accused me of having a lisp, but what I think it is that remember when they pulled my teeth out? I think my teeth are spreading and I'm developing a speech impediment. All right, here is the teaser. Thank you, Canadian Craig. If you want to hear the full episode, and I want to tell you that this episode is an old school, it's not like the dopiest, but we're chilling and it's funny. Here's the teaser. If you want to hear the rest of it, you go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. Here you go.
Dopey.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Tuesday Dopey Patreon special. Maybe we'll do the teaser too. You want to do the teaser?
No teasers.
Well, I have to do the teaser.
But don't mention me in the teaser.
Yeah. We have a special guest. Maybe you can, it's a mystery guest. Do you remember a guest we once had that refused to use the laundromat? So instead, he would wear his dirty clothes and take a bath in them to clean the clothes.
Have I sent you a video of my washing machine?
Well, that is an innovation.
Yeah.
And then
I've had a washing machine for like 3 years.
This guest also turned up in Florida in a motel smoking crack halfway through the show. And I'm not going to say his name, but you know him as well as I do and love him as much as I do. Welcome back to the show.
Hello. Is this the teaser?
No.
No, this is the regular one.
You say because you don't want to be in the teaser.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Now, what's your problem?
What's my problem?
Yeah, what's your problem?
You put me on the internet with a hashtag Ray Brown and then learn about all Ray's sex
No,
life.
Wasn't it Ray Brown toilet, hooking up toilet?
Yeah, toilet AIDS. Something.
It was AIDS. Ray Brown toilet AIDS.
Crack AIDS.
Join
anal.
Patreon and learn about Ray Brown's sex life. That's one of the greatest sales pitches I ever had.
Or colonoscopy.
Was colonoscopy?
No.
Did you ever have your colonoscopy?
I did, yeah.
When was it?
Like 6 months ago.
How was the propofol?
I didn't talk to you. I was in there and they came in. Also, it was a doctor's office, but there was a window open to the street, like while I was on the operating table. And they were like,
really? There was an
open window.
That's not
it's like an old building.
That's not a good pause. We have an open window policy in our.
At the time, I said to the lady, I'm like, I've never seen a window open in a doctor's. So they said,
how could it be sterile? What if like a pigeon or a seagull just sort of flies in?
So they gave
into your colon.
Yeah, and they were like, okay, we're gonna just, I don't know if I breathed something. But anyway, I was out, and then I came to, and I was like, did you give me Valium? And they're like, no, it was propofol. I said, are you going to knock me completely out? And they're like, no, it's just going to relax you. And I'm like, oh.
Even better.
Yeah, this is Valium or whatever. And it was not. It was propofol.
But don't you have the Xanny script?
No. That was 4 Xannies were prescribed to me like 3 years ago.
So Ray, just a quick update. You are still sober?
Yes.
Have you had any relapses since you were on the show last?
When was I on the show?
I don't know.
Yeah,
have you had
no,
any relapses
no.
since we... So let's get this out of the way then. What do you feel like you owe your sobriety to?
You know what? I just saw the best. Well, my sobriety, I think the last time I was here, I said that. It was just like, done that one too many times, you know, like.
You're done.
Done. Just like, But I saw Noel Gallagher and they asked him, when did you stop taking cocaine and was it hard to stop? And he was like, no, it wasn't hard to stop at all. They're like, what? He's like, I got bored with it. And they're like, what about it? And he's like, talking about aliens, space aliens, pyramids, vaccines. And he's like, I just got tired of the cocaine talk. He's like, I talked about those subjects as much as I could.
Well, you're a big, I don't think you were that big of an Oasis fan, but you've really caught Oasis fever.
I have Oasis fever.
And we had on a guy on the show a couple of weeks ago on the Patreon show who's totally obsessed with Oasis to the tune of he flew to England to see them in Manchester.
That I was going to say, I've seen every show of this tour on YouTube. And I think if you wanted to go, if you were into it, you get it. Go to Manchester.
The crowd looked way different in Manchester than they looked in New Jersey.
Yeah, right. The crowd in England, all of England, Scotland, they were incredible. The energy is not here. I saw the shows in Chicago, Rutherford, And LA hasn't happened, I don't think.
Well, it's like in England, you look at the crowd and everyone is like up and down, church. Bonkers.
They're in total religious ecstasy.
This guy's...
And it's like they're all in ecstasy because they're all like hugging each other. They're hugging strangers.
They're like 69ing in the mud. Guy on guy 69.
They went up on Gallagher Hill.
Is there a lot of male on male 69 in gay porn?
W-W-W.
Are you dying to know if there's lots of male 69ing in, or male men on men 69ing in gay porn? Then please continue listening to this incredibly special Patreon episode with our special guest, who I think said his name in that teaser. But if you know, you know. I would love to know, is anyone listening that doesn't know who this guest is? I'm interested in that. Please leave comments on Spotify. I would have read some Spotify comments, but I like to save them for Friday. I'm thinking about adding a Wednesday show that's not about drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. I wonder if people would listen to that. Well, DopeyCon tickets are on sale. It's going to be a wild time. It might just be the last DopeyCon ever. The final curtain on Dopey live events, because I can't handle the stress. Anyway, hope you guys are great. Stay strong, my brothers and sisters in and out of recovery, even Canadians, and fucking toodles for Chris.
I want to be good so bad. Around my neighborhood, but I wanna be good.
Thank you.